大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam.
Adam, 我们今天要讲的这个话题让我觉得回到幼儿园，在幼儿园学英语。
Back when you were small?
Yeah, 因为今天讲的这个很简单啊。We're gonna teach you how to use the words
big and small.
你为什么选这个这么简单的话题啊？
Because I have experience. I have big experience. And I found that in the past, a lot of presentations that are based on these pairs of opposites, big, small,up, down, they can really resonate with people because everybody can find something to connect to.
其实我们对于怎么用 big, small, 大小形容词肯定都很熟悉了。但是我们今天呢会跟大家分享英语里面最最常用的一些含有 big 或者 small 的俚语和俗语。So we've chosen a few really commonly used phrases and idioms containing big and small.
That's right. So there's something for everyone, big and small.
好，那 where do you want to start?
Well, I kind of want to start with you, Jenny, because you're kind of a big deal.
不敢当，千万别这么说。你才是 big deal, everyone's favorite 开言主播。好，那我们就先来看看 big 相关的一些说法。第一个，刚刚 Adam 说的一个 big deal， deal D-E-A-L， 它其中有一个意思是一笔交易，对不对？比如说、if you're in business, you're constantly making deals. Maybe you're making some big deals.
Right, so when we say big deal, we could be talking about that, a businessman making a big deal. But usually what we're talking about is just something that is important.
Or someone who's important.
Right, exactly.
对，所以这个 big deal 除了形容交易哈，做生意，还能形容很重要的事情，或者一个很重要的人。比如我前面说 Adam is a big deal, right?
Right, but of course everybody knows that Adam is a very, very modest person, so he'd probably just say, I'm no big deal.
所以可以用 I'm no big deal 来谦虚的回应哈。
Yes, or if you want to describe something that you have done. So maybe Jenny has just signed some really big deal, but she wants to make it look like it's not so big. She's very modest. So she would say, it's no big deal, no big deal.
对，这是非常好的一个就是表现谦虚的方法。就像我刚刚说的不敢当。I think in English, you can probably just say, no big deal.
No big deal. And of course, it's also a great thing to say,when somebody apologizes to you for something. Oh, I'm so sorry I was late today, Jenny.
No big deal. But in your back, 我背着你跟所有的人说 Adam 是迟到大王 He's always late.
Yes, that's true. That's true. It's because I'm always talking to people and I lose track of time. I'm such a big mouth.
Big mouth. Mouth 是嘴啊。其实我刚刚那样转我是想说我如果背着你常常跟别人 bad mouth you, 对吧说坏话 I'm kind of a big mouth too.Maybe we're just both big mouths. That's why we do podcasts.
That's right, that's right. So this one is pretty easy to understand. If somebody's mouth is very big, then clearly a lot of words can leave that mouth. But the words we're talking about here are special ones.
什么意思?
Meaning that a big mouth isn't always saying nice things about people or isn't always saying, you know, very wise things.A big mouth is always bragging.
Bragging 意思就是老是在自夸，对不对？说自己多么 big deal.
Right, yeah, exactly, exactly. Or they're saying other negative things, like maybe they're spreading rumors or secrets. Don't tell Adam your secret, he's such a big mouth.
就是一个小喇叭，我们叫这种人 little broadcaster, little,
little
什么
trumpet?
megaphone, little trumpet, 对，小喇叭。所以英文里面要叫他们大嘴巴是吧 Yeah, I guess in 中文我们也会说大嘴巴 Oh, he's such or she's such a big mouth.
Right, right, right. So pretty easy one to understand and we all know someone who's a big mouth.
好其实和 big 相关的很多俚语俗语都是形容人的哈接下来这个也是像 big mouth 一样是形容人
Sure, yeah, of course, big brother, big boss.
但是我们要讲的是
Big shot.
一个 big shot.S-H-O-T, once again, 这个词有很多的意思比如说投篮对吧 to shoot, or nice shot, 投得很漂亮或者喝鸡尾酒那种小杯喝烈酒 that's a shot. 但是这里我们是形容人 是什么样的一种人呢?
This makes me think about like a big city lawyer, like somebody who works at like best law firm in New York City.
啊,就是也是很 important, 很厉害的一个人。
And this is probably a phrase that the little people would use to describe this person. Oh, look at that big shot over there in his fancy car.
Big shot. Hey, 我好像记得以前冯小刚一部电影叫《大腕儿》，然后那个英语的他们翻译的名字就叫 Big Shot.
Oh, okay.
对对，因为北方话我们是形容这种很厉害、很重要的人，他是个大腕儿，然后可能也很有钱啊。英语如果你称一个人是 Big Shot, 这个里面有贬义吗？
Right, yeah. So, like, for example, I come from the countryside, but I went to school in the city. So when I came back home for the holidays or for summer, you know, all of my friends would make fun of me because I have nice shoes, I'm speaking differently now. Oh, look at this big shot over here.
所以他们是在挖苦你，在讽刺你。Is it always 就挖苦讽刺还是不一定?
This one is pretty much always going to be negative.
好，那我们看了这种比较 negative, 很觉得自己很 big deal 的 big shot 以后，现在我们要分享的这个说法，其实我觉得它是挺 modest, 挺 humble 的，很谦虚。
Right, right. So next one is also one that's maybe not grammatically perfect. This is a big ask.
我明白为什么说语法上不是那么规则了，因为 ask 我们熟悉它是一个动词哈，但这里我们是把它作为一个名词使用。I've got a big ask. Oh, that's such a big ask.
Yes, yes, exactly. So this is basically representing a favor or something that I need to ask of you.
讲到 favor, 可能很多听众脑子里就在想啊 small favor, 我有一个小事求你帮忙。我们等一下会讲啊。但我们现在先来看看 big ask。通常别人这样说的时候你的反应是什么?就这件事有多 big, 有多大。
Yeah, yeah, how big? How big are we talking here?
But you know, when I was saying, 我觉得这其实是一个挺谦虚的说法,就是我觉得很多他非常怕麻烦别人的人,其实他要你帮的那个也不一定是什么很大的事情。But you know they'll say, I've got a big ask, but it's actually fine.
Yeah, maybe, maybe. So one example from my own life, one of my friends here has a cat who is very, very old and very, very sick and needs a lot of medicine. This guy is really tired and he wants to go on vacation, but he doesn't know how to ask anybody to come take care of his cat because this would be a really big ask.
对，因为 responsibilities 这个责任很重，所以一个 big ask 不一定是说要 involve 很多钱，什么问你借一大笔钱，有的时候事情不大，但是责任重。
That's right.
那用在一个句子里面怎么用啊？
We just said, that's a big ask, or that was a big ask. I've got a big ask for you.
I've got a big ask for you. 好，那也许你的回答就可以是 Oh, sorry, I can't help you. I've got bigger fish to fry.
You read my mind. Yeah, okay, this one is great. Bigger fish to fry. That just means I have more important things to do.
就是我很爱看的现在一部美剧 Succession, 继承，就讲很有钱的，他们真的是媒体大佬哈 ,big shot。他那个里面爸爸就是 Oh, I've got bigger fish to fry. 就他小孩的问题，他就说你不要来烦我 because, you know, I'm very important.
Right, exactly. So this is not one that, you know, us little Lao Bai Xing use every single day. This is something for the big shots, for the VIPs. They have more important stuff to do than giving medicine to a cat.
没有啊，但我觉得我们普通人也可以用啊。就有的时候，就是真的有很多小事你要去处理。可是呢，你生活当中你要排优先级 ，you need to focus on the more important, more urgent things. So you can kind of say, you know, I'm not gonna worry about those things because I've got bigger fish to fry.
Okay, sounds good. All right, well, that's enough big for now. How about we move on to the small part?
我举双手赞成，而且 I want to start small.
That is a good place to start.
好，这个 phrase 啊，小短语真的也很常用，因为千里之行，始于足下。You always gotta start small, 对吧？ Elon Musk 做 Tesla 的时候，他 probably also started small.
You have to. A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
啊，你刚刚那个是千里之行，始于足下，最完美的一个翻译。你再跟大家说一遍好吗？
A journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step.
所以 start small 意思也很容易理解哈。我觉得这个就常用在你可以鼓励自己啊，鼓励别人，就是不要觉得啊这件事情很难很大。Just start small.
That's right. When you start small and you accomplish those small things, it can really help motivate you and push you on to the bigger things. The problem is a lot of people really sweat the small stuff.
哦，对，这个 sweat the small stuff, sweat 是出汗的意思，其实它这里就是说就经常很紧张是吧，然后很纠结，或者都 just lose their mind when small problems happen.
Right, they worry too much or they're anxious about the small stuff.
对，所以呢其实我觉得这个 sweat the small stuff 也经常用在就是否定句，就 don't sweat the small stuff.
Always. Oh yeah, we're not ever telling people, hey, Jenny, I think you should sweat the small stuff.
但是我比如我可以自己说是吧 I sweat the small stuff too much.
Yeah, I suppose you could.
但是我们都希望自己 don't sweat the small stuff.
Right, now we should be really clear about what the small stuff is. Here it really means unimportant stuff.
没错。好，那接下来我们要看的这个短语呢，我觉得它的意思就是我们太有缘分了。
That's right. Yeah, it's a small world.
对，很多朋友问我们缘分英语怎么说啊？我们其实 ，Do you remember we actually did a show on that?
I think there's been a few shows at this point, Jenny.
对，就是如果大家有兴趣的话，可以在开言 App 里面搜“缘分”中文词，就可以找到我们当时做的节目啊。In any case, you can just simply say it's a small world.
Right, or even just small world.
对，就是 a small world 就是形容，比如。哦、oh, 跟你好久不见在街上突然遇见了对吧或者说你新认识的一个人 somehow they're related or connected to another person you know, and you can just say, wow, small world.
Right, huh, small world.
And you can do some small talk with them.
Yeah, that's the problem. If you run into this new coworker somewhere and you're really bad at small talk. So, how about that weather?
对，其实 small talk 一点都不 small. A lot of people, I think I also struggle with small talk. 就是 small talk 讲的那种都是很没有意义的。Oh, nice weather. Oh, terrible weather.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that's what a lot of people think, but people don't realize how important it is. So if you don't want to ask about the weather, just ask somebody how their day is going. I always say, productive day, busy day.
Having a good day, 是吧?
Yeah, exactly.
好,那我们接下来还有两个跟 small 相关的短语要分享。What's this next one?
Okay, this one you have already teased a little bit. It was connected to the big ask before.
Oh, 对,我们现在要看它的反义。
Small favor.
A small favor.我有一件小事想请你帮忙是吧想麻烦你哈。但是其实我觉得 a small favor 和一个 big ask 有的时候也不是 opposite. 因为有的时候 you know, a small favor turned out to be pretty big.
It could be the same thing. It could just be two different ways to talk about the exact same thing. It's a range.
没错就是 angle 不同对吧或者这个人对这件事是大是小的定义不一样。比如你前面那个例子照顾一只生病的猫是一个 big ask, 但也许你的朋友说、oh, I've got a small favor to ask of you.
That's right. There, a very famous comedian actor in America always said that the size of the favor will depend on the pause after he says, I need a small favor.Can you look after my cat? If it's something very small, it'll just be, I need a small favor. Can I use your pen? I need a small favor. Can I have a kidney?
这个 tip 很好，就是这个要帮忙的事情，这个 favor 是大是小呢？大家就听他说了 I've got a small favor to ask. 后面 pause 暂停停顿多久？如果停顿很久，完蛋了。It's a very big, huge.
That's right.
好，那我们今天最后要分享的一个和 small 相关的短语 ，this one 我觉得有点 advanced 啊，是比较高级的一个短语 ，but it's very good.
Are we talking about small doses here, Jenny?
Yeah, in small doses.
Okay, so maybe this is a person who is always asking you for a favor or who is always complaining in front of you, who is a really nice person and you like them, but you can't spend too much time with them.
So you need to take them in small doses, right?
Mm-hmm, that's right. So a dose is just the amount of medicine that you take at one time.
对, dose就是剂量, 通常是形容吃药,对吧? 但是这儿我们说 in small doses, 就是比如 Adam刚刚说的 有一种人, 其实你也挺喜欢他的, 但是可能他就 比较特别, 所以你可能一年只能跟他 hang out 两次,
it's
太多了就有点受不了。
That's right, that's right. So it's a good, I don't know if it's a great phrase to end on. It might be a little bit negative, but again, these people are usually good and valuable. You want to see them, just not all the time.
So take them in small doses.
Right.
好，那我觉得今天已经讲了很多 big small 相关的非常好用的俗语和短语。 But we want to end the show on the perfect note. 就是接下来的这个短语, 它既包括 big, 又包括 small.
Yeah, we didn't really know where to put it. So here it is, just kind of hanging on at the end. This is another one, when I think of that big shot one earlier, big fish in a small pond.
你们很喜欢用鱼放在这些短语里面。 我们前面看过 I have bigger fish to fry, 这里鱼又出现了, 是一条大的鱼, 但是呢, 它生活在一个很小的 pond, 池塘里面。 那它是什么意思呢?
Well, it's basically a very important person in a very small place. So think about like a little town, like the mayor or a lawyer in a small town. The pond is very small, but the person is very important in that small pond.
Oh, 我觉得这个就有点像中文我们说什么宁做鸡头不做凤尾。就你知道吗? 如果是一只鸡, 就是它可能是鸡的leader, 但是有些人说我情愿做鸡的leader, 我也不要成为凤, Phoenix, 因为所有的Phoenix都很厉害, 我如果变成Phoenix的话, 我就变成最small, 最不厉害的那一个。
The worst Phoenix.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a great topic. Oh, can we do that for another show?
可以可以, 所以英语里面我们可以用这一句哈, big fish in a small pond 来表达, 是吧? 所以你可以说 I'd rather 什么?
Right, it's usually I'd rather situation. He is a big fish in a small pond, or I'd rather be one.
I'd rather be a big fish in a small pond. Mm-hmm. 反正你英语里面就不要说 I'd rather be a chicken in a group of
chicken leader. Chicken leader. Worst Phoenix.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。 我其实没想到 big small 这么简单的话题会那么有趣和有用哈。也希望大家觉得我们这一集的节目 it's both very interesting and super useful.
It is, and let us know if there are other pairs like big and small or up and down that we can talk about on a future show.
好，那感谢大家的收听。 We'll see you next time.
All right, bye guys.